Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Playfully Passed Around. This is a series of inductions, one that might happen to you in a certain circumstance. Imagine, for example, that you are at an event or a party where there are many hypnotists, and they've asked if someone could volunteer to be hypnotized in various ways, passed around, if you will, like a subject, used for their entertainment or practice, who knows. I wonder how it would feel for you, because each one would be different. Their mannerisms, their way of speaking, their rhythm, their pacing. Each one of them, however, would fully focus on you. They might even look while you are being hypnotized by someone else. Observe your reactions, getting ideas for themselves. How it begins varies from time to time. The first induction could be a classic one, a countdown, perhaps some fluttering of fingers before your eyes, or maybe it's something more gentle, like a soft rocking. Slow presses against your shoulders, rhythmically rocking you side to side. And as you imagine that, imagine someone softly talking while rocking you side to side, helping you to imagine how nice it would be to be a good subject for all these hypnotists. And as you're slowly being put into trance with soft, gentle sways, your body rocking back and forth almost automatically. It feels so normal and so nice to let yourself drift. It doesn't even matter if you go very deep or if you barely stay awake. You can simply let whatever happens happen. You know there are rules and limits, and everything is all right at the moment. The hypnotist stands behind you, continuing to rock you as you slowly get lost in the sensation. And before you know it, it is already time to pass you to the next. The next hypnotist looks at you and notices that you are indeed already a little trancy, maybe more than a little, but no judgment there. Maybe I can help you with that, Let me take your left hand for a moment. Now, while I take your left, there is a hand on the right that is left. Because while I have this one on the left, the right hand is left, and that's the right thing to think. Now, while you might be following ups and downs all the time in a moment, while I keep holding on to your left hand, the hand that's left is on the right. Of course, I might take the other hand, so if I let go of your left hand and take your right hand, the left hand is left and the right hand is right here. And that's all right with you, isn't it? So as you look at the hand that I have here, which is not left behind, but is all right here in my hands, as I let you look at the center of your palm, slowly swaying a little bit, focusing on the feeling, as you feel the right hand left behind in front of you, as I let go, it's left in the air while it's all right up there, while you're waking deeper into trance, perhaps a little confused as you drop up and wake down even deeper. That's okay. A little tap on your left hand, not the right, the one that's left down, relaxing even more, is all right, but as it's all right to be left behind, a little tap leaves a lot to be desired. A little pull, in fact, pulls you down very quickly, allowing you to drop down deep into trance with a little pull on your left arm that is not the right one, but it is the right one to be pulled down as the right one is left for you to drop out back down deep into trance. And before you know it, another hypnotist takes care of you. They look at you, noticing the trance and hypnosis, the states melting your thoughts. As you wake a little, you realize that most of the confusion is gone. Their eyes observe you. It's almost as if they're wondering what would be the most fun way for them to use your mind for their entertainment right now, even though they very much care about your reactions. You can see them reaching out towards you, your eyes automatically focusing on their hand as they pluck a thought from your head. You can almost feel it happen as they reach in again and pluck again. Each pluck seems to be felt in your body and mind as they keep reaching and plucking another thought and plucking another thought. Each pluck feels so nice, but then they grab hold and it's as if a few thoughts are stuck. And while you're looking, you can see them struggling to pull them out of your head. It's there, all done, dropping down deep. And someone taps the top of your head very lightly, waking you up again. There you are. Apparently you like going into trance. Here, let me help. And a soft stroke on your forehead pulling up just makes you melt away. Then again, they softly tap the top of your head. No, stay awake. And then go down deep again with another stroke over your forehead. Another wake. And another stroke down deeper. That's right. Beautifully done. And another wake. and another stroke over your forehead as you just melt away into wonderful nothingness, blissful emptiness. There's so much more, so many more people that are just waiting to hypnotize you, having so much fun with every induction, every reaction. You can almost feel the warmth around you grow. Smiles, enjoyment, warmth, you're being a perfect subject. Every reaction you give, every little detail in your particular behavior is just perfect. Now then, let me wake you a little bit. In a moment, I'm going to take your hand and I'm going to pull on it. And when I pull, you're going to feel that pull in your arm and into your shoulder and your neck and your head. And almost like a wave, it'll be like your whole body switches off. Now, you don't know yet when I will pull. It could be now, it could be in a few moments, but it will happen soon. It doesn't even have to be a very hard pull, it's just a very tiny jolt that just travels all the way up your arm, your shoulders, your neck, and a pull. And it just helps you to drop down deep. And then the unexpected happens. I softly take your wrist again and I give it one more little pull that somehow seems to pull you down even deeper. And it looks like you're very nice and deep now. See, in a moment, this induction will end, but the party is far from over. Who knows what the other hypnotists have planned? Who knows what kind of strange, beautiful, bizarre, or different things they might want to inflict upon you? Some teasing, some smiles, who knows what will happen for a while. And as long as you're comfortable, you can remain nice and deep. In a moment, I'm going to pull your arm once more, and the little jolt will travel up your arm, your shoulder, your neck, your head, and you just drop. There you go. And you can stay as deep as you like, as long as you are comfortable with what happens. Enjoy.